Hello, friends. I'm your lunchtime conversation host, Nanette Weiser, and it is time to say au revoir to 2025 and to celebrate those who passed. On the stage and screen, David Lynch, the surrealist filmmaker who merged mainstream and avant-garde in Blue Velvet. Gene Hackman, chameleon of a performer who showcased his range across dozens of films, including The French Connection. Oh, my heartthrob, Richard Chamberlain, the Thornbirds, known as the king of the miniseries. Val Kilmer, a smoldering actor who brought intensity to Iceman and Top Gun. Jim Morrison in The Doors and Doc Holliday in Tombstone. Ted Kotcheff, a protean director who crafted 17 films over six decades, including First Blood with Sylvester Stallone and Weekend at Bernie's. Oh, and the once hilarious, always frumpy, and too funny, Ruth Buzzi on Laugh-In'. She was a TV stalwart for 50 years. And Cheers, oh, it will never be the same, George Wendt, everyman's actor who lent stoic Norm the humor in 275 episodes. Hot Lips Houlihan, Loretta Swit on 11 Scenes of MASH Past, Malcolm Jamal Warner from The Cosby Show, Lonnie Anderson, The Bomb Show, who transcended the dumb blonde stereotype on WKRP in Cincinnati, Graham Greene, the Oneida actor from Ontario who played Native Americans, notably in Dances with Wolves. Oh yes, Robert Redford, that loss is, it's just amazing that he's not with us, but his legacy lives on at the Sundance Film Festival. He's the Hollywood icon in The Sting and The Natural. Diane Keaton, My Heart Be Still. Oscar winner and fashion leader who took no prisoners. She led her quirky appeal to Annie Hall and Something's Gotta Give. And it will always be a fashion icon to me. And then Rob Reiner, sadly killed by his son. Known for classics like Spinal Tap, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, A Few Good Men. In the media and publishing world, it was equally sad to note the passing of novelist Tom Robbins, who used LSD to conjure dreamscapes and books, including 1971's Another Roadside Attraction. L.J. Smith, the author who started the teen vampire craze with the Vampire Diary series. The incredible feminist journalist Susan Brown Miller, who called rape a crime of power in the 75 Against Our Will. The one and only Frederick Forsyth, M16 spy, who's turned his exploits into a best-selling thriller like Days of the Jackal. Yes, those of us in radio and those of us in journalism will forever mourn Bill Moyers, the broadcaster who helped create the Peace Corps, becoming the face and voice of PBS. Jimmy Swaggart, the emotional televangelist, also passed this year, and James Dobson, the radio host who founded the evangelical focus on the family. And then finally, the one, the only, the incomparable Susan Stamberg, really the founding mother who paved the way for female journalists over 50 years as a correspondent and an anchor. Anon, you will never be forgotten. In the music and the arts, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Peter Yarrow, Puff the Magic Dragon, passed. Sam Moore, the Sulfur Tenor, who gave us 60s hits like Soul Man and Half of Sam and Dave. The incredible one and only Jules Feiffer, Pulitzer Prize winner who brought the comic strip Feiffer as political commentary to the Village Voice and the New York Times. Roberta Flack, smoky voice singer and pianist who topped the charts with Killing Me, Soft Me with his song. Charlotte Strauss, the Tony winner who composed two of Broadway's biggest hits, Bye Bye Birdie and Annie Passed. Sly Stone, yes, the one, the only visionary melded soul, funk, and psychedelic rock with gospel. Sly and the Family Stone. Brian Wilson, the troubled genius. Fun, and Surfing USA. Just an incredible will never be forgotten. I did not know until I saw him and saw his multimedia performance at The Sound that, in fact, he had been and known friends of the Beatles in with the Maharishi in India. Connie Francis, someone I grew up with. My father loved her. She was Stupid Cupid singer who ruled the charts in the 50s and 60s. Ozzy Osbourne, the heavy metal rocker who fronted Black Sabbath. Tom Lehrer, the Harvard mathematician who wrote hilarious, brilliant, satirizing songs of American politics. Paul Tabley, thank you so much for introducing me to him so many years ago in between surfing in Solana Beach. Jimmy Cliff, the reggae pioneer who sang Many Rivers to Cross. Tom Stoppard, the Tony-winning playwright and screenwriter. And finally, Frank Gehry, the greatest architect of his generation who transformed cityscapes with fluid shapes. Here in St. Pete, we have an architect who studied with him and owns her own firm, one of the first female architects in our town. Politics also took a hit, and we say farewell, but not goodbye, to Cecile Richards, a reproductive rights activist who fought for abortion access as a leader of Planned Parenthood, Alan Simpson, the reverend GOP senator from Wyoming, Pope Francis, the humble Argentinian pontiff who preached social justice, supported migrants, and condemned capitalist greed, David Sauter, the Republican-appointed Supreme Court justice, Edwin Fuller, the Heritage Foundation creator, who led the conservative think tank, Charlie Kirk, the right-wing activist who started Turning Point USA to mobilize young conservatives, Dick Cheney, the most powerful vice president in history, who pushed to invade Iraq and led the war on terror under George W. Bush, and finally, Alice Wong, the disability activist who preserved people's oral histories. In sports, we lost Bob Yoker, catcher who became Mr. Baseball, Dick Button, the two-time Olympic figure skating gold medalist, George Foreman, the once and only fearsome heavyweight champion, whose George Foreman grill will be in every home in America and love forever. Our very own Tampa Bay mustache pro wrestler Hulk Hogan, who will always be remembered here in town. Davey Johnson, the iconoclast player and manager who led the New York Mets to the 1986 title. Sister Jean, the team chaplain for Loyola University men's basketball. And Fuzzy Zoller, the charismatic golf legend who won the Masters tournament in his 1979 debut. 2025 also saw quite a hit in the business world. There was Fred Smith, FedEx founder, Jack McAuliffe, the brewer who in 1976 founded the nation's first microbrewery since the Prohibition and inspired the America's craft beer revolution. Humpy Wheeler, the executive of NASCAR, a carnival spectacle at longtime manager of Charlotte Motor Speedway, and Giorgio Armani, the Italian designer who dressed Hollywood stars. In science, we lost NASA engineer Ed Smiley, Apollo 13 commander James Lovell, the one and only British naturalist Jane Goodall, who upended our understanding of humanity with the discovery of chimps, astrophysicist George Smoot, and James Watson, the Nobel geneticist who unlocked the DNA secrets by constructing the double helix model. They will all be remembered. And tonight on Radio St. Pete, if you didn't listen to it last night, we talked about Paul Engle's show. It was incredible. And he talked about all of the great musicians that we lost. Never to be forgotten. So rest in peace. Your legacy lives with us. For Radio St. Pete, I'm your lunchtime conversation host, Nanette Weiser. And welcome to 2026.